Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six different Motown lead singer artists with their name and the title of the group. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladstein the Pips, Stevie Wonder, the Fantastic Four, Martha of the Vandellas, the Four Tops, the Undisputed Truth, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and G.C. Cameron. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists with their name and the title of the group.
Me things that meant a lot. Said so much you just up and forgot. What you said to me about me. You said I was your strength, the air you breathe. So help me, honey, you all I need to make my life complete. Oh, yes you did. So then
thank you.
Motown memory from a group called the Fantastic Four, Just Another Lonely Night, and that was recorded and released in 1969, didn't chart. Before that, Stevie Wonder and Go Home, number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1985. And we started with Glass Nine the Pips and Make Me the Woman You Want to Go Home To, and they reached number 27 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And for this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists where the lead singer has their name in the title of the group. Well, coming up, Martha and the Vandellas and Come and Get These Memories. Well, Come and Get These Memories was their second single released under Motown record label subsidiary label called Gordy Records, and became the group's first hit single, reaching number 29 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and number 6 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues Singles chart. The song speaks of heartache as the narrator, who is lead singer Martha Reeves, goes through her things and gives back everything her now ex-boyfriend had given her, including teddy bears, records, and lingering love. Well, Come and Get These Memories is also notable as the first hit recording written and produced by that great writing and production team on the Motown record label of the 1960s, Holland, Doja, and Holland, who'd become the top creator by the end of 1965. Well, here is Martha and the Vandellas with Come and Get These Memories, their first top 40 Motown song, right here on Motown.
Love, you gone from me and left behind so many memories. Here's your old friendship ring. I can't wear no more. Here's your old love letters.
Side with a sweet, sweet bouquet. and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly, fly.
Nothing but bad things about it. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
oh, he left us was alone.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And mama, there's some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had three outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Hey, heard some talk about Papa doing some stuff front preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching,
stealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up at me.
He laid his hat, was his home.
And when he died, oh,
he left
The Undisputed Truth with Papa Was a Rolling Stone, and then reached number 63 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1972. The Temptations had a smash number one hit with that song. Before that, The Four Tops and It's All in the Game, number 24 from 1970. And we started with Martha Vandellas and Come and Get These Memories, their first Top 40 song, reaching number 29 from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. In this hour, we're featuring Motown groups that has the lead singer in the name of the group. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from two such artists. Here comes the third in Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Home Cookin' right here on Motown.
I need home.
Come back, oh darling, not the kind
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
G.C. Cameron with It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, and that reached number 38 in the United States Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts from 1975. The song was written by the husband and wife team of Freddie Perren and Christine Yarian. It was produced by Freddie Perren, and it was taken from the film called Coolie High. And the G.C. and G.C. Cameron is George Curtis Cameron, and he was the lead singer of the Spinners before he broke out on his own. Before that, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with Good Lovin' and Easy to Come By, number 30 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1969. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Home Cookin', number 42, also from 1969. This half hour, we featured three Motown artists with their name and the title of the group. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three Motown artists with the name and the title of the group. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.